So I kind of wrote like, it's not exactly a poem, it's more like event, but with a bit of prose in it. I don't know. Here goes, all right. I feel like a lot of the time I'm comprised, or like, I experience like a lot of series of frustrations that I always have to keep in check. Like, here I've written this metaphor, like an unruly garden to attend to, whereas like, weeds, like, hide your head, right? You cut one and then two grow in this place. And that can definitely make it hard to focus or enjoy things sometimes, but at least I know that I feel like that. I can locate that. And I think there's maybe some kind of closure in that. Not having closure, it's just a dumb paradox. Another kind of paradox that I think is a little weird, and watch out, this is where this gets a little depressing, is, well, I felt like nothing before. Like nothing to my friends, to my peers, to you, and to mom, to self-expectations, to goals, education, privileges, doubting a lot of things, and a lot of meaning, a lot of, if people care, And then here's the paradox bit of that, I wouldn't really change that. I think I'm proud of myself despite that. I think I practice a lot of empathy. I know I inspire and help a lot of people find themselves. And not just proud of myself, but identity, culture, despite confusion and like, the things I feel like. Yeah, I'm proud of that. And, I'm skipping ahead a little. I remember when I was like seven, like this is a memory that I have, like my hair had grown out a little, and I joked with mom. I remember that, I could grow out so long that I could like wrap it around myself like a cocoon. Do you remember that? Not at all? Yeah, okay. Which, I just think it's funny when you think about what comes from a cocoon. That's like kind of most of the dumb poetry I wrote. And sorry, my heart is like pounding. I'm struggling to say this next sentence. At the end of the day, I'm your daughter. It feels really cathartic to say that. That's the end of the notes document. That's all I wrote.
Thanks.